Penguin Random House Audio presents Mount Chicago by Adam Levin. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris. Note to listeners. This program includes a downloadable PDF that contains images from the book. For Camille. In order to grasp what was taking place within me at that moment, let us imagine that we each have an inner self. Balzac. And then the storm of shit begins. Blagnio. Je sais la nuit. Je sais le jour. Je sais partout. Je sais toujours. Man bites dog. Carrying pictures of Chairman Mao. None of this happened. None of it will. The events I'll describe, most of which will be set in the early 2020s, will all be described in the late 20-teens. The characters who those events will affect do not exist outside these pages, not even those characters who'll strongly resemble certain people I know, and not even in those cases where the characters resembling people I know will have the same names as the people they resemble. It'll all be made up. I'm making it up. No one I've been close with has ever died. I've met a couple Shih Tzus, but never an Apter. Not a single Gladman. I've never had more than $106,019. I've usually had less than $4,000. Today, February 2nd, 2018, I have a little less than $30,000. The 17th of November, 2021 will not fall on a Sunday, but a Wednesday. The Rainbow Club doesn't serve Corona. Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds wasn't released till 2009. The Grant Park Lollapalooza Festival never takes place before the end of July. I've never had tenure, or nieces, or nephews. I've known comedic actors, but none of them were stand-ups. My dealings with mayors have not been extensive. Once, at a Chicago Public Library ceremony honoring the author Don DeLillo, my wife shook the 4 2/3 fingered hand of Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who later, that evening, in his speech to those gathered, twice pronounced DeLillo like this, DeLillo. 2 decades plus prior, when I was 14 years old, summer jobbing downtown at my father's insurance firm, I spotted the city's second mayor, Richard Daley, i.e. Richard M., a quarter block away. I was out on my lunch break. He was walking up Wacker with a couple other men, and he appeared so very squat and red-faced that I, who had started eating acid earlier that year, thought that maybe I was finally having a flashback, and so I approached him to get a closer look. I got closer than I'd meant to. I wasn't, it turned out, having a flashback. I've never had a flashback. I no longer think that flashbacks are real. The only people who ever report having flashbacks are people who have had bad trips on acid. Bad trips are panic attacks one has while on acid. If someone is on acid the first time they suffer a panic attack, they don't think, I am having a panic attack, but rather, I am having a bad trip. And then, the next time they suffer a panic attack, they think, this is kind of like that bad trip I had. I am having a flashback. And that's what they tell people about their panic attack. I had a flashback. And people believe them. And the ones who like acid but who haven't ever had a bad trip on acid imagine that a flashback will not feel like a panic attack, but like whatever being high on acid it felt like to them, like some kind of fun. So they imagine a flashback must be some kind of fun, but they never have flashbacks. There's no such thing. I have had bad trips, which is to say that I have had panic attacks while high on acid. But I didn't have my first panic attack while not high on acid until I was nearly 30 years old, by which point I'd long since quit taking acid and had long since worked, and not so long after that, quit working as a psychotherapist. As a psychotherapist, I worked with a number of clients with anxiety disorders, which is to say a number of clients who suffered frequently from panic attacks. So when I had my first one while not high on acid, I wasn't confused. I knew it was just a panic attack. It wasn't pleasant, but it wasn't as terrible as having a bad trip. Not remotely. Bad trips are worse than anything. Mine were, at least, unrelenting fear and pain, a sense of being on the verge of inflicting permanent damage on yourself. A sense that if you aren't vigilant enough, you might, to pick just a couple examples, you might accidentally choke on your tongue, or swallow your lips or portions of your cheeks before having even realized you chewed them off. I had all my bad trips at the age of 17. 3 out of 3 trips in a row were bad. I'd taken acid some 80, 90 times before that. I thought the world of acid, had faith in acid. I believed that taking it was central to who I was, and I suspected I was God, not metaphorically. I suspected that I had made the universe, filled it up with things and beings, and that I, wanting to experience my creations as one of my creations, had inflicted amnesia on myself, then birthed myself as the human being Adam Levine, and that when all was said and done, my amnesia would lift and I would know what the experience of the universe I'd created was like for those who weren't God, i.e. for those who I'd created. That seemed to me like something that God would really want. When I was not high on acid, I didn't feel like an amnesiac God, but often I would think as though I were. I'd been doing so since the age of 4 or 5. Why? I'm unable to say why exactly, though I think I remember the moment it started. My mom and I were watching Sesame Street, or The Electric Company, I don't recall which, but we were on our couch watching one of those shows, or maybe it was The Great Space Coaster, and one of the puppets on the show kept saying, "I think, therefore I am," repeating the phrase over and over, changing the intonations and stresses. "I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am," etc. It went on for a minute, maybe two. Confused, I asked my mom to explain what the puppet was saying. "It's saying," she said, "that because it knows it thinks, it knows it's real." "It's a puppet, though," I said. "It doesn't think." "But we're supposed to forget it's a puppet while we're watching the show. We're supposed to pretend that the puppet can think and that since it knows it thinks, it knows it's real." "That's true?" I said. "Well, not for the puppet, unless we pretend, but what the puppet's saying is true for people. They know that they think, so they know that they're real." "I know I'm real because I know I think?" "Yes." "How do I know I think?" I said. "Because you can hear yourself think," she said. "That's it?" I said, "that's the only way?" "Why are you making that face?" she said. "What about you?" "What about me?" "How do I know that you think?" I said. "I can't hear you think." "I'm telling you I do." "But I can't hear you doing it." "You can hear me talk," she said. "What I'm saying is the sound of what I'm thinking." "How do I know that?" "Because I'm telling you." That doesn't make sense." "Calm down," she said. "I can hear the puppet talk." "Calm down," she said. "I can hear the puppet talk and the puppet isn't thinking. I'm not a puppet, Adam. I'm real. I can't hear you think. Baby, come on, calm down," she said, and hugged me close. I don't know what happened next. I assume I calmed down, but I don't remember. I asked my mother recently if she remembered, and she said she didn't. She didn't remember the conversation at all. She suspected, she said, I'd made the whole thing up. "Why would I make that up?" I asked. "No idea," she said. "I've never understood why you make things up, you or your sisters." But that incident with the puppet reciting the Cogito, right then is when it started, I think. The suspicion that I was an amnesiac god. Perhaps it was easier to harbor that suspicion than it was to contend with the possibility that the world was merely a dream I was having. When I was high on acid, I not only suspected I was an amnesiac god, but I felt like an amnesiac god. I sensed connections between things and beings that I believed I couldn't have sensed if I weren't God, and I was happy to sense these connections and to think of myself as God. I believed the connections were real, were true. I was a serious boy, a boy who wanted as much truth and reality to be revealed to him, or by him, as possible, so I took the stuff whenever I could. It was the central occupation of my high school years, and I thought ill of people who'd had bad trips. I thought they were weak, and maybe even ugly, deep down in their souls. I believed in the soul. Which is why, after my first bad trip on acid, which lasted something like 40 hours, far and away the worst 40 hours of my life, I took acid twice more. One time a week later, the other time a month or so after that. I wanted to prove to myself that I wasn't weak or ugly deep down, that first bad trip and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?